our message today. Our helper in Christ, taken from Romans chapter 16, verse 6 to 9. Mary was one who labored much to bless God's people. When we speak about the word labor, the word there means weariness and fatigue, to toil, to be worn out, to do good. Such a one, though physically exhausted, but in the spirit, rejoicing. The people of God, doing the will of God. Every day is an exciting day. From the time we awake to the time we would prepare ourselves to slumber and sleep, we thank the Lord for leading, guiding, and strengthening us for each new day that He has given us. Mary has understood the meaning of what Jesus taught. It is more blessed to give than to receive. What do you mean by that? To give, we lose something. And how is it that when we would lose something, we'll be more blessed? Isn't it the logic that if we have gained something, we will be blessed? But if we lose something, why are we more blessed? Well, that's the divine logic of God's kingdom that the Lord wants us to learn. For we know that all things comes from Him. What He has bestowed upon us all comes from Him. We notice the many godly men and women who love the Lord and willingly give themselves to serve the people of God. What a blessed testimony. You see, Paul began this book, we are now at the close of the book of Romans. And we began in 2018, in the book of Romans, and today we are finishing the last three lessons. Paul has begun teaching us concerning the dynamics of this Christian life. What is it? Does it mean to be saved? And he taught us how we can deal with sin in our lives, how sin can be mortified in our lives, put to death, how sin can be dealt with so that the fruit of the Spirit may manifest itself in our lives when sin is put to death, when sin is dealt with in our life. And Paul describes to us how within us there is a wrestling match, the flesh against the spirit, the fighting that goes on within, without, to help us to understand the dynamics of the Christian life, that there is a factor that is pulling us apart, pulling us away from God's blessing, God's appointed path for us. And yet, the Lord wants us to not be dismayed, but be strengthened to follow Him. And so, here Paul tells us, after he has showed us how the Christian life is to be lived, and he shared with us now the testimony of men and women who live such a blessed life. And the Lord wants us to study it so that we too may be equipped. We too may be a channel of blessing to the people around us. He raised willing hands to bless the lives of His people. God's love filled the heart of Mary, and she was able to serve with distinction, receiving the commendation of the Apostle Paul and others, blessed by her ministry. In our Lord's ministry, there were also the women folks like Mary Magdalene, who loved the Lord. Mary Magdalene was the first at the tomb, first at the sepulchre to witness the empty tomb. She loved the Lord because Jesus has freed her from demon possession. Her life was miserable. Life was a grave misery, a graveyard, as it were, for her. Before her deliverance, with her deliverance, she appreciated that freedom from evil. The power not to sin. How precious it is to live in the beauty of holiness. With her deliverance, she appreciated that freedom from evil, and she sought to do good for all the good that she has received as a way to repay the goodness that he has received from God. Have you been strengthened and blessed of God? If he has, then the Lord has a work for you to be a blessing. It is attested to the power of the gospel to transform lives and grace to service. We pray that the Lord would bless each one of us, that we may serve him by strengthening and comforting the saints. Verse 7 speaks of the men Andronicus and Junia. He says, "My kinsman and my fellow prisoner." Those were prisoners for the sake of the gospel with him. They willingly stay in prison so that they would be there to keep him company. They serve with distinction, working alongside and together with other apostles. They became Christians even before the Apostle Paul, who were of note among apostles, who were in Christ before me. So the Lord brings people to our lives. People with spiritual understanding, spiritual maturity, spiritual strength to help us, to guide us, to show us the way. So Paul appreciated Andronicus and Junia, how they came to his aid, how they helped him, how they were companions to him, and how together they were champions of the gospel. He sets the example for sacrificial service. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 8 to 12 is described for us the kind of work, the gospel work, that the Apostle Paul found himself. "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ, nor of me his prisoner," Paul wrote to Timothy, "but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." In wanting to serve God, in serving God, there is affliction to bear. Jesus says it's more blessed to give than to receive. So if you want to serve, then you're going to have to lose something. Something that perhaps is precious to you. And the Lord says, "Be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel." In other words, there is a sacrifice involved. whether it's this or that, whether it's time, it's resources, the Lord seeks that we would understand, that we will be partaker of the afflictions of the gospel. And we will experience, Paul says, the power of God to keep us, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which has given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, he says, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. What has he committed to the Lord? His life, his time, his resources, all of it. Thank God for raising many to carry the torch of the gospel. The gospel is not, the Apostle Paul is not alone in his mission to fulfill the Great Commission. He has three, these comrades in arms, whom he receives encouragement and mutual support. Sometimes we think that we are alone, but we are not alone. God is taking care of us. God has his 7,000 men who had not bowed the knee to Baal. God has his remnant. God has his mighty men. We are not serving alone in our time. May we take heart and press on for God's kingdom. The Lord has a purpose, has a work for his people. And we must not shrink at this time of challenge. Let us not shrink at a time of adversity. If we shrink, then our strength is small, Solomon tells us. Greet Amphilus, my beloved in the Lord. Amphilus, Plumer observes, is nowhere else in the Bible. But the affection of Paul towards him was strong. The word rendered beloved, also rendered well beloved, dearly beloved, someone who he loved. Are there people that you love to see? People that you love to be with? Well, Amphilus is such a person to the Apostle Paul. Dearly beloved in the Lord. And Bible background study shows that Amphilus is a name commonly given to slaves. And this converted slave endeared himself to the Apostle Paul. Perhaps he was able to share the burden the Apostle Paul was going through, upholding him in prayer and being a helper and a friend to him. We thank the Lord that there are those who are willing to be partakers of the gospel ministry. And how they are willing to do so in the prime of their life. They have given their time. Right, we have a brother who do so with us since we began. Every week without fail, we would go out. And just a year ago, He was stricken, hit with stroke. I would say he has done his part. In the most crucial moment where help was needed, he stepped up and he was there. How the Lord blessed him. As you read the number of men and women who have endeared themselves to the apostle and his ministry, amidst persecution, they share in the burden of the gospel, bringing encouragement and comfort to God's servant. So, just 2 weeks ago, we received a gift from someone from the United States, a listener that listened in for the last 4 years, 5 years. Every night we would broadcast. Evening we would broadcast to both Europe, to America. And we thank the Lord that there was a response. Somebody was blessed, we would say. And so they have sent an encouragement to the people here. And for us, we have been doing so, right, month in, month out, over the last five, six years, doing this broadcasting in the late evening, in the night on Sunday, so that we may be able to benefit the people whom we do not know, we would probably not meet in our lifetime. But because of the power of the internet, God allowed His word to be heard halfway around the world. And someone sends a word of encouragement. We rejoice, isn't it? On the end of the night, on Sunday, you want to take a break and rest after a long day. But you realize that there is still some spare capacity. We are able to use whatever we have recorded and just beam it out. And this is what we did. And we thank the Lord that there is someone somewhere who was there, who needed that help, that encouragement, and the word was given. And we receive a response. We realize that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Although it is, how many years? 4 years? 5 years? And we've not heard any response for the first time. So we rejoice that we have persevered, we have not given up. To think that the Apostle Paul was a persecutor of the church, a man feared and shunned for his notorious deeds before his conversion, this least of friends must have provided the much needed spiritual and moral support. Indeed, in Jesus Christ, we've gained a family of friends touched by God's love to show love to us. What a privilege. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ, and Stekus, my beloved. Thank God for fellow workers who are willing to sacrificially serve in the gospel work. Urbane was a man whom the Apostle Paul salutes. Truly, in the gospel work, it will be lonely if there is no helper in Christ. So, someone texted me last night and said, "Do you need a helper?" And I said, well, let's discuss this. when we visit you. Truly, in the gospel work, it will be lonely if there is no helper in Christ. But God knows and God provides. The Apostle Paul has Barnabas and Silas, later Timothy and Luke, as traveling companions. This Saint Urban was there to provide a leg. And what a blessing he was. So the Apostle Paul fondly remembers him. May God raise helper in the gospel work as Jesus calls upon his disciples to pray that God will send forth laborers into his harvest when he said in Matthew 9 verse 37, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Jesus showed his disciples a vision of the harvest when he said in Matthew 9:36, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. The vision of lost souls. And that was what Dr. John Sung received one day in the 1920s. He had a vision, and he said that I was in the river, and there was a cross right in the middle of that river, and I was hanging on to the cross. The current was very great. Very great. And there were people flowing out down, screaming all around. And I was frantically trying to pull someone. Whoever that I could pull in. For the current was very strong. It was showing him a vision of the work of dying souls, of the urgency of the work and the matter. Do you see that? Has God shown you a vision for lost souls that you can play a part, you can do something? But it takes up some bit of your energy, your time, your life. And as we begin, right, we realize that the Lord has that purpose to use us so that our life would be profitable, so that our life will be useful, that our life will be a blessing. For the Apostle Paul, he has been blessed with many friends. People who care. People who know and understood about the ministry, about life, and were willing to co-labor and were willing to be an encourager, be a source of comfort, be a source of help. Well, we can do so when we would be willing to free ourselves from the encumbrance of ourselves, encumbrance of the world, and to put the evil one at bay, so that we would be ready to be an instrument, an agent of blessing to the people around us. May the Lord help us. Let us pray. Father, we thank thee for thy word. Strengthen us by thy spirit and grant us thy peace and joy as we look to thee and as we go about this new week. Help us, Lord, to serve thee with renewed vigor and joy. help us to be an encouragement, a comfort, a blessing to someone, a weary soul along the way. This I ask and pray with thanksgiving through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.